Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. The head of the Boston Archdiocese is meeting with priests in the area amid growing scandals within the Catholic Church over clergy sexual abuse. They met at St. Julia's in Weston, the same church once run by Father John Gagan, one of the most notorious priests exposed in the first clergy sex abuse scandal here in Boston. To talk about the meeting and how local church leaders are reacting to calls for the resignation of Pope Francis is WBUR's Simone Rios. Simone, welcome.
Good to be here.
So this meeting was closed to the media, but you have heard some things about what was said. What have you heard?
So me and several other reporters were waiting outside St. Julia's Parish when the meeting finally ended around 3 o'clock, went about a half hour over. The priests started filing out, and most declined to say anything about the meeting. One exception was Father Stephen Zukas, a tall and gregarious priest who presides over churches in Medfield and Norfolk. After the meeting, he was sweating in the 90-degree heat, like right now. He says that one of the cardinal's messages to his fellow priests was to cooperate with law enforcement.
He reminded us of our responsibility to do so when we are informed of such instances, and to make sure that our parishes are on board with child protection.
Now, Simone, some factions within the church are calling for the resignation of the Pope. What did the priests in Weston today have to say about that call for the Pope to step down?
So I think the general sense is that, you know, let's wait and get all the facts in order before we jump to any conclusions. Zukas makes an interesting point. He says the problem goes beyond just individuals who run the church hierarchy. He says it's really about the structure itself, and until that's reformed, change will be difficult to achieve.
If there is a system of accountability to the laity, a system of transparency, especially with law enforcement, that's when people are going to see the change.
Yeah, before the meeting, I caught up with Father Carlos Suarez. He's a young Colombian priest who works for the Boston Archdiocese. He says the jury is still out on the role of Pope Francis in all this.
Anytime an innocent child of God is hurt, it's a horrible thing. It needs to be brought to justice and clearance. The allegations from Rome, I think we need concrete evidence behind what's being alleged before we can say, do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that.
That seemed to be a pretty common sentiment. But I should point out here, Jack, that the man who wrote the letter calling for the Pope to resign, Carlo Maria Vigano, belongs to a conservative faction in the church that blames clerical sex abuse on the presence of homosexuality in the church. Some call it the Lavender Mafia. So there's a lot more happening behind the scenes. And I got to say, some Catholics that I've talked to have had enough of it.
And I understand there were some protesters outside this meeting today.
Yeah, there were about a dozen people picketing on the sidewalk in front of St. Julia's Parish. One of them was Eileen Doherty of Hingham. She calls herself a progressive Catholic and says the church is spending too much money on PR and what she called spin control.
They have to acknowledge the harm that has been done to children as opposed to focusing it on themselves.
Another one was Mitchell Garabedian. He's the lawyer who led the litigation that led to the Boston clergy abuse scandal in 2002. He noted that St. Julia's Parish was where the Boston scandal began. That's where the notorious ex-priest John Gagan molested a 12-year-old boy back around 1990 in the church's rectory. Here's Garabedian.
Cardinal O'Malley is acting like that this problem has just arisen. Now all of a sudden here we are years upon years later, decades upon decades later, and it's time for a meeting to figure out what to do? Doesn't make any sense. It's not real.
Now we've heard calls for Cardinal Sean O'Malley to step down. Why is that?
So O'Malley is under fire for knowing about the crimes of Cardinal McCarrick and not doing anything about it. Now O'Malley says he had no knowledge of these crimes, but for some that's hard to believe, at least the people protesting at St. Julia's today. They say O'Malley needs to go.
Okay, and what's his response to that?
So the Archdiocese spokesman did not have a response this afternoon to the call for O'Malley's resignation. The cardinal did put out a statement a few days ago saying he can understand why people don't believe he wasn't aware of the allegations against McCarrick. He said quote, my hope is that we can repair the trust and faith of all Catholics and the wider community by virtue of our actions and accountability in how we respond to this crisis.
All right, that's WBUR's Simone Rios talking about a meeting today in Weston among priests in the Boston Catholic Archdiocese. Simone, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.